talked to folk about this all the way along. Been telling you I'd do anything, anything. I said I'd run you through to socialism on my back or through my dick or wherever I have to bring you, I'll bring you, honey. I said it. Peace. And I got a right to be in the church because I'm feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. The only judgment of whether you were a follower of Christ was in Matthew. And you got to have that over and over and over and over reverberate in your mind. You got to have that memorized because that's the one thing they're going to ask you. Why are you Christians? You have no business being in the church. Why, we say we're the only Christians there are, really. And that would be too much to say. But say we're good Christians. We're very good Christians. There was only one judgment of the Christians given in Matthew 25. It was, did you feed the hungry? Did you clothe the naked? Did you take in the stranger? Did you go into the prisons and let the captives free? Say, yes, my pastor does that every day. He's a true Christian. If you don't know anything in that Bible, know that one scripture, Matthew 25, I think it's 25, 25th chapter. Read it well. There's only one place that Jesus ever separated the bad folk from the good folk, the sheep from the goats. And he did it on one basis. What did you do for the poor? What did you do for the hungry? What did you do for the naked? What did you do for those in prison? Because they're going to test me sometime because I'm the most radical thing ever run in the church. They didn't count on me getting in the church. They developed religion to keep people away from socialism. That was a means to keep people from being socialist. And I got in the church and invaded it. It's wonderful. So don't ask me no silly questions. Somebody come up to me and ask this, that, and the other. What about this miracle? Can you do that, Father? Can you walk water? I don't care nothing about hitting it, talking to you people. And I'll be very honest. I like that lad over there, but I don't know why you ask me about no bird in your hair. You shouldn't care whether a bird lands in your hair or up your ass. Because that's not where it's at, son. You got a bright mind. And I think it's much better that I tell you the truth rather than feel this upset that I feel. Because what's the difference if a bird goes over your head? Hell's bells. That's old symbolic nonsense that a bird does this or that, somebody's going to die. What the hell's the difference? If you're going to die, you know you're going to die for a good cause if you're in this place. So well, you don't have to worry about whether the bird lands on you. If it don't land, it don't shit in your nose. It don't worry about it. I guarantee you I got power to keep it from shitting in your nose. Being that you don't walk on the top of your head. If you start walking on your head, I'll have to work on it. But you see, up until now, there's one thing I can guarantee I can do perfectly. I can keep a bird from shitting in your nose. Aren't you glad? If I run into a bird that can shit a curve, I'm going to hire him. That's what I'm going to do. It's in the book. Solomon talked about shit. I have to go through that. Oh, no, not tonight. Dung. Paul. I still got to go through it because we got religious folk. But some of the best folks that were once religious are now this. I look out over here and I see people that were once caught up in it. Best socialist I got. So that's the way we had to come. And don't knock it unless you can do a better job. Because there's no socialist meeting tonight in America at 11:15. It's got 300 people in it.
chocolate hand warmer. Oh, it's the touch of a socialist hand warmer. Oh, it's the touch of a socialist hand warmer. Oh, the great Italian is buying by the touch of a socialist hand warmer.
Clap your hands and sing it, eh?
To my attention, after the afternoon service, he brought to my attention a young girl, 16 years old, that had been shot by a madman over in the East Bay. And at the time, she was vomiting blood, and she was incoherent, hopeless as she could be. She had a temperature of 104 degrees this morning. I spoke to Debbie Evans about some things to do, and I meditated on her. When he saw her this morning, she said she was so near death. When he went back to express my love that I had sent, she was up in bed eating solid food. She had not eaten in 6 days. Her temperature was normal. That's a shallow soldier. Shot through the head, gets in this kind of straced, that's power. Obviously, we're glad for that kind of power, but that's not the power that holds us together. When you get her name, you'll be hearing it. She's near death, perhaps, unless the secretary has changed this. So you send her your cards of love and cheer, because she's up in the bed now, and it'll be called around about her. Think of that, laying in that kind of a state for 6 days, this morning with a temperature of 104, and to point of death, and just after my meditation, sent him back, she's up, eating solid food in bed, the first solid food she'd eaten. Yeah. Beautiful. Just think on it, it'll make you feel well, and it'll keep you feeling well, so you can live long enough to have a revolution. We are greatly in need, Wednesday when we gather here, of canned fruits and canned meats for the Promised Land. Greatly in need. Boats coming on us now in 3 weeks. It'll be sailing. We have our navigator hired and trained. And our people are trained to man the ship, so it'll be coming back. And we've got to get those canned items in. Anyone that can help us, we have a family need tonight. You lay it here on this lovely little gift altar, and we'll appreciate it. I'll remember each of you kindly that does this. Is there any last announcement before we go? Just think on this. If you think on this, you'll get the energy you need. I don't think I'll call out anyone tonight. I don't need to do it. You can do it. Yes, call it around. Shh, don't move. Don't break your ranks yet. Don't break your ranks. Get back where you are. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank all of you. Yes, be faithful. Be here Wednesday. Be faithful. See, it's not easy for you to be there, and I know it. But think how tough it is standing up here when you don't want to be up here. That's really tough. So this is the only way we can keep the thing going. And I mean, numbers, togetherness is absolutely imperative.
Yes, they are.
Don't fail. Well, speak, someone go to her, get this canned food. it'll inevitably, if someone get the can, not him, John, would you take care of it? Get this canned food, because they didn't get it picked up, and publicly I can't resolve it, and she needs to have the canned food picked up. She's a good, generous person. Now we just got some people that are not dedicated. Wednesday, you see, we were in San Francisco. Well, the buses don't go when we're in San Francisco, do they? Well, I don't know why anybody would do that. If you can find the time, something needs to be done. If you give the message, who's one of the secretaries from Janet? Would you come up there? I could speak something else to you privately. Grasp your hands, please. Just your neighbor. Your neighbor may not look always as desirable to you as you would want to fantasize, but if you think about who your neighbor is next door to you out in the highways and hedges of this madman's race out here, this hellhole out here, everybody around here look better to you. They'll look a lot better to you. Get to know your leader, get to know your God. By so doing, you'll be like him and maybe reproduce something greater in your own likeness. But you first got to follow before you can lead. Absolutely following. Obedient, cooperative following. An old chorus that we sang one there we never sung. There's another that was floating through my mind. I shall know him. I shall know him. Let me see, how we change that. I shall know him. I must know him. You should say, I must know him. Know him. I must know him. I don't know how to change it. I don't like it. Know him. I must know him. For redeemed by his side I must stand. I must know him, and I must know him. I must know the socialism in this man. Oh, I must know him. I must know him. I must know I'm redeemed. I am. I must know him. I must know him. I must know the socialism in this man. Sing it, I must know. Peace. Think on what you heard. Please think on what I said before I quit. I've got a family need that needs to be laid right here on the altar. Need one of our families. Food for some of our people. If you want to lay something here, I'm talking about family need. One of your faithful members.
We would like the Monday night team to meet at the back of the pool. The Monday night team that stayed here. Meet with Joe Wilson at the back of the pool, please. Right away.